The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 3. I gotta make sure this is the only recording on this disc. Or what do you call these?
Come here.
These cards. This is a new My Wife Hates Me. You can tell it's new?
It's authentic because you could hear the dog barking.
I'm...
The earlier ones don't have a dog barking because we didn't have a dog yet.
Oh, yeah. That was over a year ago almost. Almost a year ago. Anyhow, welcome to My Wife Hates Me. Again, we're doing this on our TAS scam recorder, which, as you know, the last couple of weeks have sounded pretty good. I bought a new computer yesterday, but I'm not going to set it up till next week. You know, and I'm sure you care about that. But... my old computer, my other iTunes, my daughter or somebody, I would think it's my daughter, spilled juice on it, and it kind of wrecked the computer. $750 to fix it or buy a new
one. Did we go over computer talk last time?
Did we?
Yeah, warranty talk.
No. Did we?
Yes, yes. We talked a lot about warranties on computers.
No, did we?
Yes.
Okay.
So let's skip past this.
All right, so I got a new computer. Anyhow, real quick, this Thursday...
First of all, you bought a computer first, if I might say, at...
I bought one that I kind of wanted to keep.
I saw a super gay interaction.
I bought a computer at Costco. It was a Dell... laptop that you could turn into a tablet, and it's touch screen, and it was really nice.
It was really,
but they're
wonderful.
Not as quick as Apple, and they get viruses. They're always a pain in the ass, but it was a nice looking computer.
But I saw you do this. So you were talking to the salesman for a long time, and this is the thing. It's like, I'll ask the salesman a couple questions, maybe. More than likely not, and then just try to get out of that situation. But you will just hem and haw.
I ask a lot of questions. That's how you learn.
Yeah, and then, but you do a lot of thinking out loud, and you don't mind doing all that with someone standing there. Like, I'd be like, oh, let me just think about this on my own for a bit.
I was asking him a lot of questions.
You were like this. When I came up, you were like this.
Yeah, because I'm asking them questions. They're so fucking aggravating.
Like that for a long time. And then he was just standing there. You have snow on your nose, but...
I what?
I'm trying to ignore it, but it's on the other side. Oh, God.
Is it there? Is it gone?
No!
What?
Speak it out more.
Where are you talking?
On the other side. You're picking the wrong spot.
I'm not picking it.
Okay.
Lick my fingers.
Please get your heads.
Lick my fingers.
Please.
All right, go ahead.
So then the salesman left, or you left and then came back. And this other random dude just came up. You're still looking at the computer, touching the touchpad.
Yeah.
and this random dude came up.
I was getting
and you turned to him and said something.
Yeah, I was getting his opinion on that computer.
Oh my God, unbelievable. And you go, you getting a computer? And then he went like, gave you a look, like his eyes fluttered open. And then he goes, I'm thinking about it. And then he leaned in, and I was like, oh my God, I'm watching
he leaned into
a
the
totally
computer.
Gay interaction. And then Raina came up to ask you something, and you were like, ha ha ha, to Raina, but you kept your eye on the guy, like, don't go anywhere.
He's telling me about the computers. I'm asking, look at
a random fella.
Yes, because he might know about the computer. He might have had one. Or
is this the kind of stuff that happens at Walmart when you go late at night to Walmart?
I talk to whoever will
talk
to me.
You ever see behind a Walmart? Do you say that? Is that the opening?
To go behind the wall at Walmart, it's only $1.99. Okay, listen, folks. It wasn't, I was just asking questions because that's how you learn. Anyhow, I returned to Dell and then went to Apple and got something there for almost, but $250 for a 2-year warranty, that doesn't cover fucking anything. It's so stupid. I mean, Apple really knows how to make fucking money.
Big business.
Big. They know how to.
They'll take your money. Well, what about United? Take your motherfucking money.
Before we get to United, real quick, this Thursday I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena. Friday, Winston's in San Diego. Tomorrow night, I guess I'll be judging Roast Battle at the Comedy Store.
Hey, where am I April 28th?
How the fuck do I know?
No, that theater.
San Diego. Morristown?
In Morristown.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know.
So look up a theater in Morristown. That's where I am.
Yeah.
April 28th. You don't know the name of it? It's close to me, right?
Yes. Close to you in your heart, you mean, as a...
Like, I could drive there in 10 minutes?
That's a gay sweatshirt.
Yeah.
It's gay.
I bought this sweatshirt and I was like, this is so cute.
Good
cool.
vibes all...
It's says good vibes on it.
Good vibes only on
it. Good vibes only on it. And then Rainy, like my sweatshirt. She goes, yeah, kid, my class has that one.
But it's got rainbow. It's for gay pride.
You can, rainbows don't always mean gay.
Yes. Now they do.
How dare they?
They took
How dare the gays.
All right, so this Thursday,
rainbow.
Ice House, get some tickets. Friday, Winston. So... I guess the first thing to talk about is United Airlines. I was flying from Chicago to... No. Where was the flight going? Chicago to where?
I don't know all the details. We'd have to look it up.
You're the one who...
I walk in the house. I don't remember anymore.
So talk about
it. I thought it was Chicago. I thought I was going to Chicago, but then I just read an article. I think I was wrong.
It was leaving.
Leaving Chicago.
O'Hare. Or the other one, or Midland.
Anyway,
no,
everyone Texas. Knows the story. They overbooked the flight, and then people wouldn't get off for $400 plus hotel. Then people wouldn't get off for $800.
Plus hotel?
Yeah.
That means it wasn't a flight till the next day.
Yeah. So that's why people didn't want to get off, because a lot of people had to work the next Monday. So this had
it
to
was
be
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
People had to work today. And nobody would get off the flight. So then they said, the way that they're like, well, we asked for volunteers, we didn't get any volunteers, so now the computer is going to randomly generate 4 volunteers.
How does that happen? What do they do?
I don't know. So then some people got off, and this one guy wouldn't get off the plane, and they forcibly removed him off the plane. They pulled him through the aisle by his arms. His shirt was all pulled up, his belly showing, just... And he screamed a bit at the beginning. People were freaked out. I mean, it's weird. And the guy's a doctor, apparently.
But that means nothing, like you could say.
No, but I'm just saying, like, there's no way in the world that a white doctor ever thought that he would be, like...
Dragged off
a plane.
Oh, really? Does a black doctor think he'll be dragged off the plane?
Yes. Yes. They think this could happen.
Are you like some...
I'm just saying, like...
You work for some black coalition?
No, I'm just saying, like, look, for me, I would never, ever think that could ever happen to me.
Well,
right?
They wouldn't drag a lady like that. Well, they have.
Well,
yes,
they would. They don't drag anyone. They don't care.
See,
they don't fucking care. And if we didn't have a lifetime... What is it called? Premium status. I'd be out of there. If another airline could give us what we have with United, the premium status, like if American said, you know what, anyone who's United will match their status when you flip.
I don't know.
They have like too many incidents on United.
Well, ever since they merged with Continental, I thought Continental was 100 times better. Just anybody that was with Continental that was like gold or platinum still got pushed to second class status behind United, whatever their mileage award system was. Like, I always have, even when I was platinum, I'm only gold. I'm lifetime gold. But when I was platinum last year, I still was in number two boarding class. Like, number one. I should be in number one boarding class. It's first class and then platinum, number one. And I was still number two. So anybody that was with Continental got pushed aside. I don't know how United, and they say Continental is the majority owner, someone told me, of that merger, but I don't see it. United's name is all over the planes. Everything's United. When I'm dealing on the phone, if I'm dealing with an old Continental employee, so much better than United employees. So much. The Continental employees, hands down, are they're just easier to deal with. They'll work with you. Sometimes they'll let you slide on this or that. United employees, I'm not a big fan of them. That's all. I'm just not a big fan. I do have, lifetime gold status. So do you now. I gave it to you because once you fly,
those words will never not be together. Me, gold status, you saying I gave it to you.
Yeah, I did. You can give it to one person after my million miles of flying. Forever. I was with...
What if we got divorced now, though? I'd still get it. Can't take it back.
Yes, you can.
No.
Oh, you can. You don't know the rules.
You can take it back and give it to someone else?
Yeah.
No. It's lifetime... I'm a lifetime member now.
Because of me.
Yeah, but
I could call them right now and say, cancel that bitch. Give it to someone else.
No, they'll say you can't.
You want to bet?
I do want to bet, but I don't want to lose it.
Well, then you don't want to bet.
I do want to bet.
How much you want to bet?
I'm sure they can't just willy-nilly give it and take it away. United, they do what they want. They don't seem to care what anybody thinks.
Listen, there's so much fine print. There's so much, you think, they could sue. Like, this guy thinks he's going to be able to sue the airlines. No.
Why not?
Because it says, if we want you off the plane...
I know, but it's such a bizarre thing that they would, like... even in their apologies, nothing in their apologies was like, we shouldn't have probably overbooked it. Like, it's never their fault. Like, they overbook every single flight. They're always asking for people to give up their seats. It's like...
$800. I would have said 800.
Remember that they were asking when we were going to South by Southwest? And you said it never gets over 400. And then they asked, they said 600.
No, 500. Or maybe 600.
I think it was 600. Remember who was standing ahead of us?
Who? Oh.
Bill Nye.
Scientist, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if he really is, technically. Bill Nye, the science guy.
I didn't like his attitude.
Why?
He was a little standoffish.
Well, he's famous.
When I was talking to him about, Petri dishes, he wouldn't...
You were?
No!
Oh.
The last science...
He was in Coach.
The last science thing I ever did was, I think, dissect a frog. And I felt bad putting the pins through its legs and arms, but it was
dead. Ew.
I woke up in the middle of the night last night.
This from a girl who slaughtered animals growing up.
So, this guy, and you didn't even really see his face, so he's not going to be a star. Ellen will probably have him on. She puts on the fucking horrible... comedian flight attendant. So put this guy on. Remember that horrible...
I didn't know she did that. Like 10 years ago?
No, it was like 4 years ago. Put on the fucking lady from Southwest that everybody fucking laughed at. Oh, you're so funny. Ugh. Come on, put this guy on, Ellen. Huh? Yeah, let's see. How come nobody puts this guy? He'll end up on Fox. He'll end up doing like Hannity or something. No mainstream. Matt Lauer doesn't care.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on He's probably on this morning.
CMA?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael Strahan, I used to do radio with him. On, you know, why does everybody love him so much? You know, like that morning show, what is it? Good Morning America he's on?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the one, but yeah.
I flipped it on for like a second.
Oh, come on, don't act like that.
And I didn't even listen to one word, and I hated all their faces, and I turned it off.
Oh, no, it's
it's so fucking
I can't
phony.
Imagine starting my day, like some people start their day just like, oh, I want to tune in to my friends and listen to them. It's like the most canned. Is that how you get ready for your day?
Yeah.
Just like fakeness? Oh, I forgot how to be fake. I better turn this on and now I'm ready. Wonderful. Ah, coming up next. It's like, no.
No.
Coming up next is off. Yeah.
That's how I do it. That's how I do it. I don't even have to hear their voices. I can just see their faces. I've done so many of those TV shows on the road, and it's so fucking white.
Oh, God.
Even if it's not white.
Oh,
it's
everything's
so white.
White and black with you?
No.
And also,
I didn't say black. I said so white.
Yeah. I made a comment about being a white guy. And they go, why do you care about the whiteness or whatever? But you, when that woman was like, what are you doing? In the video, she's like,
yeah,
wait,
hey,
come on. You go, she's so white. Oh, God. Why does she have to be so white?
Yeah, because black people mind their business when shit like that goes down.
What? I don't get, like, you know.
Black people.
You're like Rachel Dolezal or whatever her name is.
No, I'm not.
You're identifying as a black man.
No, I know. Black people don't yell. They'll sit there and go, mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Deserves
yeah,
you right.
Yeah, black people never. They're so passive.
They're, mm-hmm. they're not outspoken like little crazy white people.
Oh, my God, that's a real.
Unless it's something against them. They don't care what happens to white. They don't care if a white guy's being dragged off a fucking plane. What, are you kidding me?
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. Black people have their own struggle. Do you think they give a fuck about white people's struggles? They don't care. They're dealing with their own shit. Some white guys, if it was a black guy getting dragged off the plane, they might have said something. They would stand up. But even then, black people have, you know, get fucked over, get locked up for anything. So they gotta, you know.
No, Allie.
Allie, stop. Stop. What are you doing with her?
She's gonna
arrange
us.
Oh, Bonnie's taking the dog upstairs. You know, I woke up in the middle of the night, my elbow, I jumped up and I guess I had two spider bites. I hope they're not bat bites. I hope they're spider bites. I'm gonna check the house for a bat.
A bat? I mean, who goes there? Who goes there? You know what I mean?
Who goes there? I had a bat in my apartment once.
You did?
Yeah.
It's bizarre.
If
what kind of dump were you living in?
No, it's just they were in the attic and stuff. They can get in. How do they get in, though? Do you keep that door open without
the
screen?
We don't have a bat in here. We don't have enough room for an extra spoon. If there's a bat in here, we would see it.
That's not always true. That's not always
They're the
true.
Rats of the sky.
But there would be teeth marks in here.
Okay, so in the middle of the night, you scared the fucking You were like, ah, it's burning!
Yeah, something burned.
Like, what?
My arm was burning. So it might have been some kind of spider bite, right?
Yes.
What happened is two bites.
I don't know, maybe bit you twice.
You don't think it's... These aren't bat bites. You think if it was a bat last night, I would feel sick today?
Do you think that I think it was a bat? After all the conversations we've had about it.
What?
You just asked me, do I think it's a bat? Let's use our own brain for 1 second. I don't think you needed to ask me that question. Because let's just think back on all the conversations we've had about this so far. In any way, have I been leaning towards the bat theory?
You're just closed-minded.
It doesn't matter if I'm closed-minded or not. You just asked me again if I think it's a bat. You don't have to keep asking me. You know my answer. Closed-minded as it might be, my answer is no. I do not think it's a bat. And that's, I'm closing the book on that one.
I'm going to go upstairs and check.
I can't believe that you wouldn't have already. If you really think it's a bat... Look around this fucking house.
I don't know why I read this story.
What would you find? Bat droppings somewhere, wouldn't you?
No, because I don't know what bat droppings looks like. And how big they are. They can't be that big. You can't find bat droppings.
Is that one right there?
Where? Too big, I would imagine. But these people I read, I don't know if I knew the people or I read the people. They all went camping and stayed in a log cabin and woke up and there was a bat in the cabin. And they all went and got rabies shots because they don't know if they were bit. Right?
Probably wouldn't help at that point. Once you get bit by a bat, 99% of the time that bat has rabies. It's the only reason it's going to come after you. And you've got like about 12 hours.
That's not true. You got more than that.
Before you show symptoms?
Yes.
The minute you show symptoms, you're done.
What if it foams?
One of the symptoms is snot hanging out your nose and a fucking zit on your side of your cheek.
Can you see the zit?
No, because you have white plaster on it.
Zit removal. Zit strip. Okay.
And don't you think our dog would be like...
What?
If there was a bat in the room?
Good point. But maybe not.
Really?
She's sound asleep.
No, she wakes up and any noise going by outside or anything.
Not a bat or a bird.
Okay. I'm sure that's the thing that would definitely make her go nuts.
Well, how's there a spider on my bed, and how's it bite my elbow, inside of my elbow?
Like, I don't know what the hell went on. I don't know what was going on. I thought you were dreaming, and you were lucid dreaming or something.
Hmm. Well, okay, so let's move on.
So if you get sweaty flu symptoms tonight... Goodbye.
Well, then I'm giving Bonnie permission to go.
Please write down where all our money is, what accounts.
It's in Bank of America, and then all your stuff is
I don't know how to get it out.
It's in the safety deposit box, but nobody's name's on that. I got to put Jessica's name on it, my oldest daughter. That's what they always say. Always put your oldest kid on your safety deposit stuff in case something happens. We'll always say, you know, she has to split everything equally, and you get your ring and
my sister Lynn.
You get your ring and necklace back right off the top. Your pearl necklace is in there, and your ring.
I can't believe you.
What?
Took the cum off my chest and put it in the safety deposit box.
Is that Amy Schumer? No, that's not her. She's on the cover. What magazine? Is she on the cover of this week?
In Style.
Is that big?
Yeah, it's pretty big. It's like, I don't know why I get these magazines. I don't ask for them. They just come.
Well, would you buy something like off of like one of those websites? They usually throw in magazines or something.
They do?
Yeah.
Without even telling you?
Yeah, it's a side gift.
They try to keep you interested in fashion, so you'll keep going back to their website?
Yeah, I bought stuff off a line, and then next thing you know, I'm getting all these free golf magazines and shit.
Well, you know how, like, if you look up shoes, then the next 10 times you go online, they have, like, hey, how about these shoes? How about these shoes?
Or on Facebook. Yeah, they know. They track.
Or wherever they track. But why don't they track when you already bought it? Like, how do they, like, most of the time I've already got the thing. And it still is bothering me. It's like, hey, I already bought those fucking glasses.
Because they want you to get more.
Thanks, anyway.
They want you to get
more.
No,
but it'll be the exact pair that I bought. At least somehow. If you know what I'm doing. Somebody said that. It can hear you. So if you talk about something in front of your computer, then you'll go on. If you talk about like, say we're going to get hardwood floors.
Get the fuck out of here.
And then I looked into it. It's like something to do with Instagram. And there's a microphone or something.
I don't have Instagram.
I don't have Instagram either.
I also don't have Snapchat.
But let's just, as an example, open the computer and then just talk about something and then see if it comes up.
I gotta...
But not hardwood floors, because I did look up hardwood floors.
I gotta set up my computer, but I'm gonna do that when I get back from L.A. I don't want to deal with it now. All right, let's pick this up, because the last couple podcasts have been good. Everything in L.A. is falling apart.
Why?
Jenny's not going to be there.
Why?
She's going to Florida with her dad for a couple of days. It's Easter weekend. I wanted to do
Rogan?
Rogan, they never got back to me. I'll try again. Radio never got back to me. You know, it's hard to get radio in L.A. because there's so many celebrities and big comics.
Yeah, so why are you doing it?
Huh?
Why are you doing it?
Why am I or aren't I?
Why are you?
I'm trying. I'm not. I didn't get radio.
No, but like, what would be the point of doing radio?
To push my two shows.
Oh.
To push the Ice House in Pasadena.
But you know, the whole time I lived in L.A., I never did radio.
I'm doing a door deal there.
Oh, God.
So... Also, Jenny's gone. Then I go to San Diego, and I wanted to meet up with this guy from Callaway, one of the top guys there, and go to their, you know, their facilities. He has a podcast, but he said we're not going to be here Friday through Monday because of Easter weekend. So, I don't know. I'll drive down. I'll just go to the NA convention the whole weekend. I have a hotel there, dinner, meals, everything. So I said, you know, they want this show to go an hour and 45 minutes. They were putting one act before me. I'm not doing an hour and a half.
You were doing an hour and a half.
No, I'm not doing it. Not at an NA convention. I'll do an hour and 10.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a lot too much time.
Do you think anybody tries to sell drugs at an NA convention?
No. Hopefully not. But no, they wouldn't tolerate that. People come there high. They come there
curious,
trying to get clean for the first day or, you know, there's people with a day clean. They do a countdown from the highest number of to, you know, like say someone has 40 years or 30 years. They do a countdown. It's called a countdown. When they get to who has one day clean, they go nuts. Yay, everybody, you know, they give them a free...
Oh, what do you mean? So they'll be like, anybody 30 days sober, and then, 30 years sober, and then people cheer, and then how about 29?
Yeah, they're down to one day.
They do the countdown the whole...
Yeah, 28, 27.
Jesus.
You know, and then they'll...
And then when they get to a year, they're like six months?
A year.
I need
nine
to know
months,
this for some reason.
A year, 9 months, 6 months, 3 months.
28 days?
I don't know after... I don't remember after 3 months.
2 weeks.
No.
Please find out.
Well, they're not going to go down. They're not going to do 89 days, 88 days. That's too much.
Yeah.
That would take too long.
Right.
What do they do after 3 months? I don't remember.
A week.
No.
They go to a week.
No.
If anybody knows...
Well, I made a joke. I was doing a big NA convention in... I don't remember where it was.
Uh-huh.
So the countdown's supposed to stop at one day. They go nuts. Then they said 12 hours or whatever. They went past it. So I got on stage. I go, you know, who has... And I step from here to there. Who has from here to there? It was really fucking funny. You have to be there. It's hard to repeat what's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you what's not funny.
But you know what? We believe you.
I'll tell you what's not funny. Being dragged off a plane when you're out of shape. You know what?
That's to you the worst part of it, was that his belly was showing.
Yes, can you imagine that? If your
belly... Oh, my God, he doesn't care. Most men do not care. Look, that guy doesn't care. Are you kidding me? It's like you're the one that has the weird mental disorder about your body.
Gotta
look. Like, most people at your age wouldn't care at all. Not in the slightest.
Well... Raina, come here.
Raina, get her and take her.
Raina.
Oh, no.
How's your new computer working?
Good, yeah.
You can talk. Now, I text...
Stop it. Because you people think... Oh, honestly, she got a letter, right? Didn't she get a letter? Somebody complained about her?
Oh, you want me to read it? Fine.
Yes.
Give me my phone over there, Raina. Someone... Let's see if I still have it.
So, but... Because
hold on. You gotta
I
hear
want
this,
people
Raina.
To know that she's... You know, because she goes into the comedy clubs, and she, you know, makes fun of the comics, and I want people to know she's not always like that. Like, to me, it's like I'm bringing her into a jail, you know what I mean? She has to, like, be tough. She has to survive in that prison while I go on stage. So she's tough back, you know? But in real life, she's not like that. She's actually, and then when she's on the podcast, she tries being funny.
Let's find it. Hey, stop it.
Food.
Go get food.
Okay, then I'm going to read this when I find it. We have a... Oh, here it is. You ready? Come here. And
okay,
you can
so listen to this.
You can listen to it, and you can make a rebuttal what you think about this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from Darren.
Hey, Darren.
Well, you might not be saying, hey, Darren.
Well,
it's coming from Darren.
Respond.
Okay, you ready? I've been listening to your podcast for quite some time now, and I enjoy some of the bits you do. But I have to say I'm getting a little bit annoyed by your daughter's involvement in the podcast, the language that she uses, and her lack of respect for adults is a little bit disappointing. I don't think it's appropriate for you to involve her in the show using that language. I'm not normally one that complains, and I enjoy a funny bit as much as the next guy. But a child her age should not talk that way. It's not funny, and like I said, it's rather disappointing. What do you have to say about that, Raina?
You disappointed Darren.
What do you, Raina, what do you have to say about that?
I just want my food.
Come here. Well, listen, you got to respond.
Let me eat.
Respond to Darren.
Okay,
he thinks
he's going to go starve to death, buddy.
He doesn't want to respond, obviously, Rich. She doesn't have anything to say to him.
I just want to go eat.
Okay, you want to eat. We'll feed you after you say either... You tell him how you feel about how he feels.
Thanks, Darren. You're a great help to society. Yeah, now let me go eat.
He is a great help to society, right?
It's that kind of attitude that's really making Darren upset.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, also, you know, this is what bugs me is like... People are like, I don't think kids should be involved in that stuff. It's like, but you watch like a movie with kids in it where they have to say shit, or, you know.
Do you
think no kids shouldn't be in show business at all? I mean, if that's your answer,
dog,
take the dog. If that's your answer, then fine. I respect that answer, but you can't pick and choose like. Oh, I think kids should be in commercials. That's fine for them selling for big corporations. It obviously is not their, you know, it's not their idea. You know, oh, that's fine. Oh, we can see kids in commercials. I can see kids in a movie where there's, you know, bad language or, you know, not for kids content. That's fine. Oh, but doing a comedy podcast? No, won't accept it. Or some people get really mad if kids are in reality shows. It's like, what's the fucking difference? What's the fucking difference? You tell me, you know, if the parents are shitty parents, then they're shitty parents, and that's another discussion.
Hand me that piece of paper. Did we start a new corporation? Because I took a picture.
Guess what, Richard? Once again, Bonnie's talking about something that maybe you might want to weigh in on.
I agree 100%
no,
with you.
No, you know what?
This is really important. Don't get mad.
No, you're just
I'm
like...
I'm daydreaming because I was thinking...
Bonnie's talking. Let me shut down
and think about
something about a corporation. I bet that's more interesting than an opinion on if kids should be in show business or not. Let's talk about corporations, everybody. I mean, are you fucking kidding
no,
me?
No, you don't even know what's going on before you get so mad. When my accountant says she's annoyed, our record show that you recently registered for a New Jersey corporation business tax. Did we start a new corporation or something?
I don't know what she's talking about.
This letter.
But why are you bringing it up right fucking now, I'm asking you?
Because you might know about this new corporation.
But what? Look, hey, this is your fucking problem of like, you know, last night in the middle of a fucking movie or we were watching Homeland, in the middle of it, you're like, all of a sudden you just started going like, I gotta get Raina's computer fixed and having like...
No, I didn't. Don't exaggerate.
Like you're always like, you don't add anything to the podcast. You never bring up any topics. Well, why would I? Because anytime I bring up something to discuss, to have a deeper conversation about,
you're right.
There's something about my taxes. I just saw it in an email. I can't stop thinking about it. Like, compartmentalize. That's something that could happen in fucking 10 minutes when we're done this shit podcast. Okay?
I like that word. Say that again.
No, I'm not. I'm not your dancing fucking monkey. I just repeat shit. Hey, that's kind of funny.
Why are you doing this new voice?
They're fighting Sandy! It's been a while! Get down here!
Why are you doing that new voice?
I don't fucking know, Rich, but who all fucking right, brings sorry. Up taxes and corporations?
Because you...
Oh, we read an art, read something about our daughter not on the podcast. Okay, that's a good entry into a bigger discussion about
you're right.
children and show... Now let's have to talk about my taxes!
There's no reason for you to get so annoyed. Take off that shirt.
Who does it? Who fucking does that? You don't even know your own fucking head. That's how dumb you are. You're like, this is what you hear. I start talking. And this is what's going on in your head. Oh, boy. This email about taxes. I don't know. Jesus, when she stops talking, I guess I'll bring this up because this is something that's really weighing heavily on me for the last 3 seconds and I just can't let it go. Taxes.
Is there any...
Corporation.
Is there a reason to call someone stupid? Is that nice?
Did I call you stupid?
Yeah.
Good.
You said you're so stupid. That's no way.
Okay, your brain works like a fucking asshole and you'll do nothing to...
What?
Stop
it! Is that a tick?
Yes, there's something on you right there.
Is that a fucking tick?
No, it's got a hair coming out of it, so I'm pretty sure that's like a mole. You got a mole on you.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's like a hair coming. Look at that hair coming out of that mole. Ugh.
Take a closer look.
What?
How do you notice no hair going through in the middle of a tick?
Well, maybe it's a hair going through the middle of a tick. Go look at it.
No. You could see it. Oh,
it's a mole.
Oh.
You never knew you had a mole on your shoulder?
No.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it's new. Maybe I just got it from me after the bat bit me.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this guy, first of all, our daughter is one of the smartest kids in her school. All right. She is nice.
I gotta go outside again today because it's nice out. I should go outside. Isn't it a nice weather? This weather is wonderful.
It was beautiful. I think it's broke.
Don't fucking answer me.
It broke.
Don't fucking answer me. You know what I'm doing? Talking about something boring, like the weather. The way you were talking about corporations. Do you see how annoying it is? No, you don't.
I don't get annoyed like you do.
Oh, you do.
I'm easy going.
Oh, God. The other day, I was looking something up. You said, are you working tonight or tomorrow night or something? And I was on my phone already, so I went to look it up in my calendar, and I guess I didn't answer you fast enough. Literally 3 seconds ago. And you just started yelling at me.
No.
That I wouldn't answer you. I was like, oh my God, I'm looking it up. That's the kind of thing you get upset about.
See, the problem is...
When you...
The problem is that you're so...
Yeah.
What's the word?
There could be beautiful, affectionate, wonderful, hardworking...
Oh, you remember the lecture?
Kind.
The rundown you gave the other day of all the stuff you do, and all you did was say to me, take the dog out. I never didn't say yes or no. And you went on a fucking 10-minute diatribe.
About what?
What's it called?
That's good enough.
What's it called? Do you know?
Diatribe.
I said that.
Yeah. That's why I said good. Keep going.
Whatever. You got to calm down.
What was the diatribe?
About everything you do, laundry, this and that, and then you get, like, you did a rundown. You do it every, like, twice a month. You do a rundown of whatever. Yesterday, we went to Costco. We get all this food and stuff. So I'm starting to bring it in and put it away.
Oh,
Bonnie's bringing...
Oh, my God.
I'm
first
putting
of
it
all,
away.
Everyone will know this is true. I can see through your tricks, okay? He takes a load in and then
full load.
Then he very slowly starts putting it away because he doesn't want to have to walk back outside and get another load out of the car.
No.
That's, yes, 100%. 100%. Because, listen, do you don't think I notice that any other time that you happen to stop and get groceries, let's say, or that we bring groceries in where we both just... bring enough groceries in, do you ever put it away? Answer honestly. Do you ever put it away? Or do you just put the bags on the counter and walk away?
Both. Sometimes I
put
it away.
No, you never.
That's not true.
Ever. There's a 100%.
No, that's wrong. Exactly.
100%. The only time that you've ever put groceries away is when there's more to get out of the car. That's the only time. So don't pretend like I don't notice the, like, where you're acting like, God damn it, Bonnie. I don't know why you're suddenly got that accent. God damn it, Bonnie. I do my best.
Yes.
I put in the groceries away, don't you see?
That's what I was doing.
No, you've never put groceries away in your life except when there's heavy things.
Well, you can't say never and then accept.
No, I can say never. Because if we both bring in all the groceries together, like say there's four bags, you have two and I have two, and we both, you just put them on the counter and walk away. There's
you know
no
what?
Putting them away.
Sometimes
if
I
you,
do.
If I say, hey, can you stop and get some groceries? You whenever you get groceries for me and you bring them home, you sit them on the counter.
No, I
and
put
you
them
do
away.
Not put them away.
That's such a lie. Don't believe her. Don't believe her. That's such a lie.
No,
I put them away.
It is not a lie. It's 100%
true. I put them away all the time.
The only time you put groceries away is when there's heavy items
that's
still in the car to be brought in.
I can't accept that, and I won't accept it. I think that's not true, and it's a lie, and you're leading the witnesses. That's what you're doing. Because
who's the witnesses?
The people listening.
Well, we don't have any witnesses.
The people listening, because I put stuff away all the time. It's stupid to even argue about, because if I didn't put it away, there'd be stuff all over the place. All I do is put
Richard,
stuff away. And
Richard.
Bonnie.
Don't you feel shitty lying? Do
I'm
you
not
feel
lying.
Shitty?
No, I'm
you don't.
Not
so you're a sociopath. You can lie without any kind of like feeling bad about it.
Are you crazy?
Are you a sociopath?
No. How do you?
You're
go?
Not a sociopath,
no,
and
I'm
yet
not.
You feel nothing when you lie to 12 or 13 people.
You're. You know what? You believe what you want to believe. I know in my heart of hearts.
No,
that
you
I
don't.
Like,
then you're lying to yourself. Then your heart of hearts is wrong.
No.
Your heart of hearts is wrong.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the Homeland finale. You liked it. I didn't.
Why do I hate doing this.
Why?
Because there's podcasts that are specifically for, not like two dummies are like, I don't know, I liked it. How did you like it?
I didn't like it. You know why?
I don't like it. I thought there was a weird,
Want me to tell you?
It finished and then it's like it started again.
Want me to tell you why I didn't like
this
it?
This is a weird episode, but people might not have seen it yet.
Tough. So, here's, want me to tell you why I didn't like it?
Mm.
Because it went from right from the assassin, the assass,
oh boy, the killing,
the assassination attempt,
mm-hmm.
to people are in jail. That was like lazy.
Said 6 weeks later.
Yeah, but that's lazy writing. They didn't show any proof or anything or how they, you know, just an attempt, and it's just it's
lazy writing. That's
to
like
me.
Not going back to the car and getting the heavy stuff. Wouldn't you say?
No. You took it from the car to the door, and I took it from the door all the way into the kitchen and put it away.
You didn't take it from the door because I put stuff at the door, and you wouldn't even open the door and
That's
get it.
That's not true.
I brought it all in.
Oh, you know what? You could keep patting yourself on the back for all this bullshit and lies, and you know what? I'm so tired now.
Listen, if you said to me, I'm too tired, I would be like, okay. I'll
for
get
what?
The stuff. It's the
no, I'm saying now
gaslighting.
I'm tired, not last night. I don't gaslight. You see one TV show and you think everybody's, you know, that's your new.
It's not new. That's I've known about gaslighting long before this. They've been using it politically at this point. Because I know about Hitchcock.
Who, Alfred Hitchcock?
No, the other one. The other famous Hitchcock, you fucking asshole.
Why?
Dumbass.
Why did he have
no, Edgar.
Edgar Hitchcock. Did they have a fucking movie? Yeah, did he make a movie Gaslight?
Yes.
Oh, really? Was it about tricking people?
Yes, that's where the phrase came from, which I've told you many times and you never seem to lock it in.
No.
Yes. The phrase Gaslight is from the movie. And the movie was about a guy who was making his wife seem crazy.
Oh, I remember you told me that.
Because he was, like, dimming the gas lights or something.
What do you mean, dimming the gas?
I don't remember exactly, but that had something to do with him making her think she was crazy.
The gas lights on the stove? Oh, the gas lights in the house.
Yeah.
They had gas lights in. Like lanterns.
Yeah, I guess.
Why would he do that?
I don't remember the motivation.
That's like you're
so that he could put her in a mental home.
That's like you're trying to make me crazy.
Am I gaslighting you?
No, you're just all out trying to make me crazy.
How? How? By talking like this?
Why am I lying?
Why? I don't know why you say such things.
By lying to the public about me?
Oh my God. You're not a great guy and people know it. So what? Admit it. You'll feel better once you admit it. Throw off your chains of... it's. You know what exhausts you? The trying to defend yourself and hide all your flaws. Just own it.
I don't have any... I don't have the flaws that you think.
I'm looking at a zit on your face that is the size of a fucking Hawaiian island. Like,
oh, really?
Don't act...
That's a physical flaw. That's no. That's not anybody.
Well, do you even admit your physical flaws?
No.
No.
Only my speech impediment, because people know I have it.
Because you can't hide it.
I can hide it. I can say words.
But that's the thing that, like, you don't like it when anyone makes fun of that, right?
Depends. Some of it's funny.
You're a little bit sensitive about it. It hurts.
I'm more sensitive to like, fire.
Aw.
What?
You had some vulnerability going, and then you shut it down. Aww. You gaslit yourself.
You got to bring your computer down, because I don't have a computer to send this podcast over to Rob, because I have to download it onto iTunes and stuff.
When we hit the off button. Once the off button happens, you can say all this stuff, okay?
All right.
Oh,
I got to tell you a good story.
Well, this is what we've been waiting for over 300 episodes. And finally, here it comes, folks. Buckle up. It's a good story from Richard Voss.
I, for who knows how many years, have been trying to get work from this guy. They used to go mountain climbing with Ari, whatever.
Ari Shaffir?
No, in L.A. He books Israel.
Avi.
Avi.
Avi Lieberman.
Okay, so I kept trying to get...
What nationality is that?
I kept trying to get... he won't use me to go to Israel for some reason. I don't know. Whatever.
Right.
So, I was going back and forth...
Why did you email him?
I was going back and forth with him on on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, okay, so... and then he's like, oh, well, this year we have whatever. So his name is Avi what is it?
Avi Lieberman.
Well, then I get a text, email from this guy, Ari Singer.
Yeah.
He heard me on Opie talking about Israel and whatever. Uh-huh. So this is
it Avi Singer? A-V-I?
No, Ari. Okay, so right when I get this email, mm-hmm. I'm already talking to Avi Lieberman on Facebook mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. on email about mm-hmm. coming to Israel. So then I get this email from Ari Singer.
Yeah.
But I don't realize it goes, Voss, if you come, I'll show you around.
Yeah.
Right. So now I think it's the guy I'm trying to get work for.
Oh.
So I write, thanks, that's nice, but I'd rather perform... and sightsee. It's hard to me to tell my wife, headed on vacation without you, and too much money to bring her and my kid. Maybe you'll get a fallout or when the next spot opens, you know.
Right. Uh-oh.
Okay. Then this is from Ari, but who I think, well, if you come here to perform, I'll show you around. That's what I do. I wrote, and then he wrote, there's a golf course in wherever mm-hmm. and on the coast between Tel Aviv and Haifa.
Okay.
Haifa. I would love that, Voss. Not sure I would bring clubs, more into seeing history. That's mm-hmm. what I write. He writes, well, I'm your guy for that. Keep me in mind if and when you come home. Been a fan of yours since the 90s. Happy Passover. I write, Ari, this start off with me trying to get work from you. You have twisted into, I'm coming on vacation, which I'm not. If you've been a fan of mine for 20 years, I find it crazy you haven't hired me to work in Israel.
Oh, no.
I am sure so.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sure.
Oh, this is so uncomfortable.
I go, I'm sure somehow.
Oh.
I'm sure somehow you mean well, but I am not working there. If I am not working there, I can't go. You haven't seen me on stage in years.
I think I remember you saying at the cellar once, doesn't he live there? You were like saying to someone.
Know. You know, there's no audience. Please. So this is where I leave this. Please book me or I move on to my next mission. Thanks. He writes, no, it started with me thanking you for always supporting Israel, even though you butchered kibbutz. If I book comedians, you and anyone who's been on ONA would have been here already. Louis and Seinfeld were here last year. Brian Regan will be here in May. The only organized comedy show for U.S. comics is Comedy for Kobe, which raises money for terror victims. Kid is named. I think Judy Gold did it. There's your free ticket here. If and when you come, I'll give you a free tour of Jerusalem, and obviously I'll come to you to the show.
Did you write him back?
I wrote him back. Oh, fuck, you're the wrong person.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it's our joke. Sorry, wrong person. But I'm going,
I thought it was this guy, because I was talking to Avi at the exact same time. Then I'm going, why would this guy think I'm just going to go on fucking vacation there? But it was somebody who listened to me on fucking radio. Anyhow, it was fucking, I felt like a real jackass. That time I did.
Hmm.
Oh, well, look, let's wrap this up.
All right, good. Rich Voss tells a funny story.
Where are you working?
I don't remember, but don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Check my Twitter once in a while. I usually put them up there.
This Thursday, I'll be at the Ice House in Pasadena. Friday at Winston's in San Diego. If you're living in the San Diego area, hook me up with Golf Saturday. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. We're out.
Bye.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.